Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now on Radio 1, it's time for the calling the papers game to try and sell them some hot scoops. Last week we called the Sun newspaper the fabulous bizarre column. Today, we're going local. We've tried to sell some stories to the Chorley Citizen, which is a newspaper in the northwest of England in Chorley. Mm-hmm. But how long can we keep them on the phone for trying to sell our exclusives? And who can keep them on the longest on the phone? Is it going to be me or Chappers? Right, first of all, it's me having a go. I'll see how long I can keep them on for. The Chorley Citizen. Hello.
Hello.
Is that the Citizen?
It is.
I've got a story, I think, for you.
You've got what?
A story?
Yeah.
I think Michelle McManus has just eaten my mum.
What?
She's a family friend, you see, and I went out for a wee bit. I came back, and all I could see was my mum's heed sticking out of her mouth.
Your mum's what?
Heed.
Right.
She's been swallowed right down.
24 seconds.
Where were you from?
Scotland, of course.
Really?
Yeah, really.
You might have just offended swallowed the whole country.
So that
I think he was struggling to understand you. I think that might be the problem with that
No,
one.
I just had to repeat the word heed, and he got it. Oh, Ed.
Right.
There we are. So that's the first one. Wasn't the most successful. Next, though, it's you, Chopper. How long can we keep them on trying to sell our world exclusive at the Chorley Citizen?
Hello.
Is that Gordon?
It is.
Gordon, I might have a story for you. I'm in the bathroom of my house at the moment, and in the bedroom next door is Russell Brand.
Right, okay. That's interesting.
And I'm in Blackrod at the moment, and I just wonder if there's anything...
We don't cover Blackrod. You'll have to ring the Bolton Evening News.
Even though it's a good story?
Yeah, even though it's a great story.
Come back to bed, you hunk!
Yeah, take it easy.
That was Russell.
Go on, back to bed, you hunk of spunk! Forsooth!
38 seconds.
Well, that was a...
Better.
That was
you're
a good story. Yeah. I'd obviously just picked the wrong place to situate him.
So let me get this right, yeah?
Yeah.
You're calling up with a world exclusive, right? You're a man, and you're in the bathroom, and next door, in the bed, is Russell Brand.
I just had kissy-kissy time with Russell Brand.
No, I'm sorry, that's not our patch. You'll have to call the other paper. You turned that down...
Because I was in Blackrock.
Yeah, you weren't in the right area. Is that actually what just happened there?
It would appear... I thought I was on a safe footing with Blackrod, because my best mate used to live in Blackrod, so I thought it was the right area.
That is astonishing. That was a story of the year, and he gave it to another paper.
I could have kept him on the phone for hours if I'd said I was in Chorley.
Right, back to me then. You're in the lead at the moment, 38.
Yeah.
Hello, can I help you?
Right, oh my God, you'll never guess what's just happened.
Go on.
Right, I work in a tanning salon. Right? I'm not even joking. Bloody Dale Winton's only just gone and caught fire.
Whereabouts was that?
Sunset Boulevard.
In Sunset Boulevard?
On Talbot Road. He'd just come in for his daily, 10-minute top-up, and he's properly overdone it. He put the tingly cream on, and I told him not to, but he went ahead and did it. And you know he's normally orange? He's like a kind of burnt sienna now. He's gone a really funny colour, and he's smoking.
Right. So when you say
a bit crispy,
he's coming for his daily, his regular. Does he live around here?
He does. He often comes in, but he's like his toenails have gone black and everything.
So where is he now then?
He's on the floor.
Have you called an ambulance?
I've called them. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. So he's still there, is he?
Yeah.
How long is he going to be there for?
Well, until ambulance arrives.
Right. Okay.
He's still smoking.
He's still smoking. Right. Leave it with us.
All right.
See you later.
How long is it going to be there for? Well, until the ambulance arrives.
You did well there.
1 minute, I win.
It's because you were talking about a subject that you know a lot about.
What, tanning?
Not Dale Winton. Radio 1 Podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chappers has got a new website that he likes.
Yes, I have. This is a...
Going on about it all day.
Well, it's got everybody in the office going today, which might have something to do with the fact that everybody's kind of affected by glue because they've laid down a new floor just over an air conditioning vent, which is particularly helpful.
Is that what that smell is?
Yeah, gosh, revolting, isn't it? Anyhow.
We're going to be off by 5 o'clock.
This website has a short survey on it that will tell you approximately how many five-year-old children you could fight at once. Okay, results are based on physical prowess, training, swarm combating experience, and the flexibility of your moral compass. Are you ready to do the survey?
So, by doing a survey, it works out how many five-year-olds you could take in a fight.
You could have in a fight in one go, right?
Yeah.
Now, just let me give you the rules. You're in an enclosed area, roughly the size of a basketball court.
Okay.
There are no weapons or foreign objects, because that would be wrong.
Yeah.
Everyone's wearing a cup to protect their groin, like a box.
Okay.
Because five-year-olds are obsessed about trying to hit you in the groin. And,
are they?
Yeah, on my four-and-a-half-year-old, there's nothing funnier than hitting me in the groin, apparently.
Hello.
And the children are merciless and they will show no fear, right?
Okay.
So you have to fill in the survey. The one that doesn't speak will click on as we go through it. What's your body type? Overweight, slim, slender, average body, athletic, very muscular.
Average.
Average, okay. How's your reach of your arms? Fairly good, average. I have short, stumpy arms.
They're not short.
What best describes your sense of balance? Average, excellent. I'm not very balanced. I sometimes have trouble standing on one foot.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Right, so that one. How high can you kick? I don't know, not very high. 2 to 3 feet, more than 3 feet.
I can kick quite high.
Well, more than 3 feet, you would say.
No.
2 to 3 feet?
2 to 3.
Okay. How tall are you? Put very short.
5'10".
Oh, just short then. How old are you? 0 to 12, 13 to 20, 21 to 35, 36 to 55, 55 plus.
21 to 35.
36 to 55.
Don't put that in, you're getting 36, an inaccurate result.
Oh, no, we're not. Do you have any martial arts experience?
No.
Remember, this is going to tell us how many five-year-olds you could take out in a fight in one go.
Yeah, but you said that I was 85 or something.
I didn't. 36 to 55.
Well, I'm not.
Be honest. In your lifetime, how many fights have you been in? None, 1 to 2, 3 to 7, 8 or more?
Well, actual proper punching fights?
Yeah.
None.
Right.
Don't laugh at me. That's good.
It is good. Do you have any experience fighting swarms, such as being chased by a bunch of angry bees or playing StarCraft against the Zerg? I'm thinking no. You surely don't even have to think about that.
No, I was just thinking about the time where I was stung by a bee and there was quite a lot of them around me. But they didn't really chase me.
No. Right. Have you ever been trampled by a horse at a rock concert, etc.?
No, but my auntie, who lives in Shropshire, was beaten about the head by a horse once. She was trampled.
Okay.
She's never the same since.
It's not her that's taking on the five-year-old.
No.
Right? Next section.
That's a no.
This is the final bit, right?
Yeah.
This is all about your moral compass. If desperate in a fight, would you resort to biting or eye gouging? Would you fight dirty?
Yes.
How would you feel about the fact that you're fighting a bunch of kids? This is so wrong. These are children, for Pete's sake. I don't think I could fight them even in self-defence. I'll do what I have to and fight just hard enough to win. To hell with morality, I'd be too busy pile-driving, crane-kicking and bare-knuckle-bashing them all the way back to kindergarten.
Do what I have to.
You do have to. Okay, the middle one. During the fight, would you feel morally comfortable picking up a child and using him or her as a weapon to throw at other children? Yes, you would. Yeah. You do it. Okay, this is it. This is how many five-year-olds you could take out in a fight. It's calculating your score at the moment.
Hello, Radio 1.
It's Luke.
Hello, Luke. Where are you today?
I'm in Ealing at the moment.
In that London?
Yeah, in that there London.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, apparently I can take on 23 five-year-olds in a fight.
You can take 23 five-year-olds?
That's a small class.
I quite like the primary school teacher that's been on, and she can take 19 five-year-olds.
19?
That's quite good. Yeah. Pete, he's 27, he's in Norwich. He just did it, and he could take 22 five-year-olds. That's really good. Well done. And Chris in Brighton says, I'm the same as Scott. What does that mean? And I can take 25. Right, okay, good. Right. Right,
you said you'd be happy with 10, didn't you?
Yeah,
do you want to know how many?
Here's how many five-year-olds I can have in a fight.
Twelve.
Yeah! I'm happy with that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Hi, it's Kat from Blackpool.
Hi, you're right.
I'm very well, thank you.
How can I help?
Well, I just thought I'd call up because I thought that the Scottish accent of yours was really sexy. And I wondered if you'd do the rest of the show like that.
You're not the only girl that said that, to be fair, on the text. Actually, you are.
Oh, go on, would you do it again?
Hmm?
Would you do it again?
That does it for you, does it?
Oh, it certainly does. It usually doesn't, but when you do it, Scott.
And I went out for a wee bit. I came back, and all I could see was my mum's heed sticking out of her mouth.
Your mum's what?
Heed.
Right.
She's been swallowed right down.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go now.
Yeah, baby.
Because you're laughing too much.
No,
yeah.
She's got a... You know, right, anyway. All right, I love you.
All right, I love you too.
The ladies love it, see?
Oh, one, apart from one no, does.
There's a girl called Erin. She's Scottish, and she is absolutely offended by it. And for that, I really apologise. I didn't mean to offend anybody. I was just trying my best to sound like I was friends with Michelle McManus. Rubbish. Anyway,
because she only has Scottish friends.
That's right. So that was our calling the papers game and trying to sell them some scoops. And thank you very much to Gordon and all the scoops. Thank you very much to Gordon and everyone at the Chorley Citizen. Gordon is the best journalist in the whole of Lancashire. I think that's what he wanted me to say.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1, and that was Mark Ronson doing just Tom and Ed from Radiohead are here, taking over Zane's show for the last time, the last one tonight. Hello.
Good evening.
How are you?
Yes.
Yes, very good. Now, we just played Mark Ronson, who did this show a couple of days ago. Are you a fan of him?
I don't really know nothing about him.
Wow.
I heard that I don't get
this
out
is an old track, isn't it? Because we came in to talk to Zane about a year and a half ago, and they were playing that. So, he did a good job on Amy Winehouse.
He does a good job on quite a few things. He does a good job on quite a few things. Do you, what are your thoughts on cover versions in general? I mean, how do you get
I was impressed by the vocal performance on that particular song.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah,
it's
I was saying to Ed, if I cop it tomorrow, there's hope.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
And carry on.
How far would you go, though? I mean, do you get any kind of choice? Let's say if.
Well, I've been a bit sick, aren't I?
If Shane Ward wanted to cover.
Who he?
He won X Factor like 2 years ago. Okay. If he wanted to do Paranoid Android, how would you feel about that? Would you let him?
Yeah, good luck.
You would?
Well, it's up to him, isn't it?
I mean,
I wouldn't exactly like put product endorsement on.
No. Now, this is Chappers.
Hi.
He's a big fan of Radiohead. And if it's okay with you, we'd like to do our actual Radiohead quiz, which we've devised specially.
Uh-oh.
And it's called...
Is this
on?
What you'd be... I see a setup coming on as well.
You, maybe.
Yeah, for all of us. Is this what you were whispering about, by any chance?
Maybe, yeah. It's good, though. Stick with me. It's called Radiohead or Some Other Head. Now, I'm going to play you some short clips of tracks. It's good, this. You have to work out if it's a song by Radiohead or by a different artist with head in their name.
Right.
Okay? Right.
And it's me against them.
Yes, it is. Okay?
Well, haven't they got an unfair advantage?
Maybe.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Let's start with Tom and Ed. Okay, here's your one.
Yeah, that's definitely us.
Again?
Is that us?
No.
All right.
So you're saying some other head.
It's not another head.
What?
That's right.
It's another head.
Have we won?
Not yet. I want to be a hippie and a... Techno head. I want to be a hippie.
Now we're getting it.
So did they get that right then?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got it right.
Eventually.
So 1-0. Right, okay. Chappers, your one.
Ooh.
That's difficult.
I think that's another head.
You think that's another head?
Yeah.
You got me and Butthead, I got you. Yeah, it's Beavis and Butthead and Cher. If I got you both. Right, 1-1.
Is that 1-1?
Yeah, okay, next.
Oh. Is that us?
Could be.
Oh, yeah, I reckon that's us.
Are they allowed to confer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's like a 2+2.
Is it?
What track is it?
2+2=5. Look at a bonus point.
Yes! Good work. Right, Chappers, you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's easy.
God.
That's Radiohead.
Is it? Good work.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom and Ed.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah, somebody else.
Sadly not.
It's not another head.
Yeah.
Motorhead.
Yeah.
Chappers, you. It's easy as well.
He looks worried.
That's Radiohead.
But I'm a yes!
Turn it off. Turn that one off.
Right. Okay, this one.
How many are we doing?
Right, just three more. Just stick with me.
Three more?
The loo
three
before more. We go on,
oh,
right?
Yeah, okay.
That's us.
Yeah. That's you, yeah?
Yeah.
It's which one?
New single.
Which is called?
Jigsaw.
Falling into place. Right, Chappers.
No. I know that.
And finally.
Can we hear that again?
Hear that again.
I don't think that is. No, that's not.
You or another head?
Another head.
Take my shoes
off. Future heads.
Who?
Future heads.
The future heads.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't actually know who won. Does anyone care?
Yeah, we won.
Yeah, you won. Right, Radiohead at 7 o'clock tonight.
Can I not get one less?
No.
BBC Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hello, my name's Paul from Lee.
Hi, Paul from Lee. How can I help you?
No, I've just tuned in now. I was just wondering what you was going on about with this fighting five-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah, it must have been kind of weird if you've just tuned into that and we're talking about how many five-year-olds can you take in a fight.
Yeah, that's all I heard, you see, so...
Yeah, OK, Chappers will explain, because it's his new favourite website.
There's a website that's been going around the office, that everybody in the office have been doing today, which is howmanyfive-year-olds could you take in a fight.com, where you have to fill in a little survey, and it tells you how many five-year-old kids you would be able to have in a fight under controlled conditions.
And that's it.
Right. How many did you get?
Me?
Yeah.
Guess.
One.
He's obviously a regular listener.
He knows you.
Actually, I think you'll find it was 12.
12?
Yeah, get me. It's alright, isn't it?
Yeah, not too bad for you, that.
I was happy for me.
He's proud.
I was happy with that, I really was.
Yeah, I would be.
Well, I love you.
Do you think if we put this to the test... Do you think we could put this to the test, like you know, because this is just down to a website, but and a few people have suggested this on the
this
text.
This is going to go the same way as the darts.
That in controlled conditions, you know, properly done, full health and safety, full protection, and, you know, a box over your groin and everything.
I'm not.
Whether you could take...
I'm not going into a room to try and fight merciless five-year-olds. No way.
Because
I do a lot of things for this radio station and show, but no.
Because I'm thinking there must be, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of people on the school run now, parents. They're driving. They've got their five-year-old in the back. Who probably hates you.
You could have Scott Mills.
I'm thinking, you
Why
know...
Why do they hate me?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe they've had a bad day at school. You're annoying them slightly. And they're probably... There's the five-year-old thinking, yeah, I could have him.
Okay, good.
I bet there are lots of people, parents, who could put up their five-year-olds to fight you.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Russell Dodds.
Hi, Russell. Where are you today?
I'm just driving back. I just want to... take you on with about a five-year-old. I actually help run a judo club.
You run a judo club?
Yeah, and we have got many, many children, well, at least 10 for under five that would like to gladly take you on in controlled conditions.
Right.
Oh, my God.
What, all at once?
Well, you have to do one at a time. We don't want to make it too hard for what... One at a time we'll take you on.
So you've got 10, have you?
Yes, we have.
All right, so if on the text I can just find a couple of parents who have a five-year-old that want to beat him up, then we could put this together.
I don't like the way this is going at all.
Well, I think he should come to Bedford. He was and have a go on a judo mat and just see how well he does do. But then we'll try two, and then we'll go up from there. But
right, well, yeah, we might call you back.
Yeah, do that. It'd be good.
It right. would. Okay. I agree with you.
Bye. Probably won't. Radio 1 Podcasts. I'd like to do a pointless survey of the day at this point. Here is today's question on pointless survey of the day. That's right, we've asked the people of Great Britain, should Adele give up or should she, in fact, keep on chasing pavements? And here's what they said.
I think Adele should give up chasing pavements.
I would advise her not to chase pavements. She should not carry on doing this.
I think she should carry on chasing pavements. Yeah, she's an individual, and if that's what she likes doing, then she should go do it.
I think she should stop.
Why?
because I think if you carry, you can fall over. I think she should give up.
I think she should carry on.
I probably would give up chasing the pavement.
I have no idea. Not sat down and thought about it.
I think she should carry on.
There we are. So that was today's pointless survey of the day.
Why should it? But Bill, because she might fall over.
So we are. Thank you. The people of Great Britain have spoken. And they said...
Well, just over 50% there said give up. 33% said keep on. And somewhere kind of around just over between sort of 10 and 11% said, I don't really know.
There we are. There's your answer, Adele.
I think she should stop. Because I think if you carry it, you can fall over.
She's my favourite.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.